Today we say hello to our listeners on KYMO in East Prairie, Missouri. Folks there know the Mississippi River bottomlands stretch for hundreds of miles, flat, fertile farmland producing a bounty of crops. But today we turn back the clock 200 years through a park designed to show what this area was once like. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Turn back the clock a couple of centuries, and these fertile fields adjacent to the Mississippi River looked much different.
Massive forests, these bottomland swamp forests, both of large oak trees, hickory trees, a number of other species, but then also large cypress swamps, backwater sloughs and oxbows, just a variety of kind of swamp-type features.
Chris Carpenter shares the story from Big Oak Tree State Park in southeast Missouri. It was one large bur oak tree that gave this place its name.
Many people in the community knew of that particular oak tree, and as people would come into this area asking about this one particular tree, some of the locals knew exactly where it was in this immense forest, and they would walk them back right to this one large oak tree.
That oak tree died in the 1950s. A cross-section of the giant is housed in the visitor center.
We still have a number of really large oaks in the park. Diameter-wise, some of them, our largest, which unfortunately just lost to a windstorm, was about 18 foot in circumference. Some of the other large oaks are probably about 14 foot in circumference that we still have within the park.
The 1,000-acre park has an elevation change of only 6 feet from one side to the other, but those 6 feet make a big difference in what you find here.
So at that higher end, that's where we get our largest oaks, our hickories. The further down you go in terms of elevation, you start losing some of those that really like slightly drier conditions and getting into those more swamp species. And at the bottom end of it are the cypresses, and then what we have is a shrub swamp.
Today, a boardwalk winds through the towering trees, a forest oasis among the surrounding farm fields. Traveling the countryside in East Prairie, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.